This is the last regular meeting, the last lab activity, because in a little bit less than a week from now, you'll take the practicum. We've already really talked about that, but any remaining questions about the practicum? Yeah, I know. Oh, you're asking? Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a regular meeting time, but we just won't be doing an activity that day. So this is the last of the activities. And it's the ReBOPS activity, which is about meiosis and about Mendelian genetics, both of which you've already learned about upstairs. So that should make it easy to get through. But going through the exercise should actually make the concepts a lot clearer to you. I just want to say a couple things about what's sitting out here. You have two sets of laminated strips, a blue set and a yellow strip, a yellow set. What does this entire set of strips represent? The what?
Traits.
No, not traits. Real objects, or a real object. This whole set represents the genome, which is all of the DNA in a cell. But DNA is organized into what structures? Yes, and that's what each individual laminated strip represents. Each one is one chromosome. Why are there different length strips here? Because there are different size chromosomes, right? That's how we know there are different types of chromosomes when we look at a karyotype. Why are there two of each size? What's that represent? What? No. You mean the sister chromatids? No, that's not what it represents. I mean, that happens in reality, but that's not what having two of these short strips represents. What does each strip represent again? Right. So what does having two of each size represent? Right. This is coming from an individual that's diploid. All right. So there's two of every type of chromosome. Now, every chromosome here has one letter on it. What does a letter represent? What real thing? An object. What real thing? Corresponds to a trait. Remember, this strip is a chromosome. So the letter represents part of the chromosome. But what is it, actually? An allele. Each letter is an allele. So there is an L gene, a T gene, an M gene, and so on. And each of those has two possible alleles, uppercase and lowercase in this case. All right. Now, each gene actually in reality, I mean each chromosome, sorry, has thousands of genes on it. We're just ignoring all of them but one from each of the chromosomes. That's why each chromosome is listed with just one allele. Okay? And the organism that has this genome is the ReBOP, which is fictitious, of course, but you're going to build them. What they'll look like is going to depend on your actual DNA that you have, because not all those sets of strips are the same, but they look something like this. And one set, the blue one, is the genome for one parent. The yellow one is from the other parent. And then you use those to form gametes, which then can be put together to form zygotes, and your zygote, whatever it is going to have certain, once it grows up, it's going to have certain phenotypes, And that's how you build it, according to the phenotypes governed by the genotypes. That's what this box is all about. So using what you learned today, that's how you know how to build the actual Reebok. For the materials are over here. I probably don't have to tell you not to eat these. You won't be tempted too much by them. They're very well handled and old. But they're still sticky inside. So when you use your various pins, which are labeled here, noses and antennae and so on, don't put those back into the container. When you're done, put them into this water container so they don't get sticky for the crew. Other than that, though, just disassemble and you're done for that part. The only other thing to look at today is either one of these duplicate sets of trays. Each tray here represents a cell, and so you need to be able to tell which tray represents which phase of meiosis. So if they don't make sense, ask me, but it should make sense to you if you've studied meiosis. That's what these little animals are called that you're building.
Oh, okay.
It's not a real thing now. Okay, that's it.